In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. There is a prayer we are praying usually during the fast, during the 55 days, or we can remove the last day, which is the Holy Week. We are praying from day one. I can pray this. What is this prayer? I have to bring a plate, and I have to put an oil on inside the plate, and I have also to put like 7 cotton or 7 lamps, we can say, and I start to pray. What is that? It's something different. Why today we haven't, for example, we haven't a liturgy, and also sometimes the priest go to the people at their home and pray this prayer too. Its name in Arabic, which is like it's an endil. Exactly, what is endil? Okay. we are doing now the screen to know, but to explain more. But what is the endil? Endil, it's something very important that the priest praying this prayer at the house, at home, or inside the church, for everybody, for example, is sick. If anybody is sick, that the abuna, like the priest, go to the home and pray this unction, or it names like a prayer for the sick people. This is the endil. Okay, Abuna, thank you very much because you are praying today, but we are not sick. Like someone maybe answer this question, answer me, I will respond. Like, for example, like say, I'm not sick, Abuna. Why are you praying for me? I'm not sick. Okay, this is only like a consecration. It's not like a blessing. Even I'm not sick, but I'm taking the oil after we finish the prayer. I will bless you by the oil on your head here and your two hands and also on the neck. As if exactly Jesus Christ who is consecrate you, like put the oil on your head and your neck and your hands. Then we are praying this prayer not only in the fasting, during the fasting day, or maybe I can pray it all the days, but because we are fasting, that's why we are doing more prayer. That's why it's the people love more to pray this prayer during fast, during the Holy Lent. Okay? Why 7? Why 7? Maybe we can do 6, 5, 3. 3, like, okay, 3. In the name of the Father and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, it's 3. Right? Why 7? The what? The holy number? What the mean? What do you mean about holy number? Yes, perfection. Exactly. 7 is the number of perfection. That's why we, as if we are saying, this is the number of perfection. And we want it to be perfect. We want it to be perfect. Okay. Another thing. Also, we are sick. Sometimes I'm doing bad things. It's sickness. When I'm doing some bad things, it's also sickness. Okay. You will pray only one prayer today, because it's a 7 prayers. But because like you can't support, and you can't stay with me all the 7 prayers. That's why I prefer, what I will do, I will pray the first prayer, and I will explain while that I'm explaining to you what I have, okay? And after that, I will finish the prayer. It will take more or less 30 minutes. I will not take more than that. I will explain to you what we are doing, okay? Can we stand up? In the name of the Father, and Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Make us worthy to pray thankfully. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive our trespasses, as we forgive to those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. In Christ Jesus, our Lord, thine be the kingdom, the power, the glory, forever. Amen.
When I start the first prayer, I have to
7. But because we are today, we are praying only for only one prayer, I will make the light for the 7 all. Shlin es muere ne pas Marin chebemo ton ta peres no chos no ti penso ti resos pe Christos Dever bazi ne gona ver vois ne fariero na shop ton ero vtes eron auf ti to don ten chata no sai en sof on Marin der hopos ne ver ne pas so fine no ti ron te bon ne je vive con to creator chos pe no ti If need, if choice is not even to crowd, or if you want to choice open, thank you for every condition, for you have covered us, helped us, guarded us, accepted us yourself, spared us, supported us, and brought us to this hour. Lord, have mercy, therefore. We ask in the teachings all of our and kind to grant and complete this holy day in all the days of our life and all peace with your fear. All envy, all temptation of the work of Satan, the counsel of wicked men, and the rise of our enemies, hidden and manifesting them away from us and from all your people and from this holy church that is yours. But those things which are good and profitable, do provide for us virtue, you given the authority to treat and serpent and scorpion upon the power of the enemy.
Our Lord Jesus Christ fasted for us 40 days and 40 nights to save us from our sins, and we too let us fast with purity and righteousness, and let us pray, proclaiming and saying, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be the name of the kingdom come, for thine is the glory forever. Serene Maria et strumpi et in sotis et spis in anim nuti ibi logos. Serene Maria et mavin, serene Maria et neo serefo et serene Maria et mavin fiet oev. Serene nacum martiro serebi evangelisti, serene nacum, serene bi apostolos ava marcos pithiori mos.
We will read all together from the screen. We will read all together. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to your great mercy. And according to the multitude of your compassions, blot out my iniquity. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. For I am conscious of my iniquity, and my sin is at all times before me. Against you only I have sinned and done evil before you, that you might be just in your sayings and might overcome when you are judged. For behold, I was conceived iniquities, and in sins my mother conceived me. For behold, you have loved the truth. You have manifested to me the hidden and unveiled things of your wisdom. You shall sprinkle me with your hyssop, and I shall be purified. You shall wash me, and I shall be made whiter than snow. You shall make me to hear gladness and joy. The humble bones shall rejoice. Turn away your face from my sins, and blot out all my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit in me and ward parts. Do not cast me away from your face, and do not remove your Holy Spirit from me. Give me the joy of your salvation, and uphold me with the directing spirit. Then I shall teach you the transgressors, and you saying, ways and godly men shall turn to you. Deliver me from blood, O God, the God of the my salvation, and my tongue shall rejoice in your righteousness. O Lord, you shall open my lips, and my mouth shall declare your praise. For if you desired sacrifice, I would have given it. You do not take pleasure in burnt offering. The sacrifice of God is a broken spirit, a broken and humble heart. God shall not despise. Do good, O Lord, in your good pleasure to thine, and let the walls of Jerusalem be built, and just shall please the sacrifice of righteousness offering, burnt sacrifices.
Then they shall offer calves upon your altar.
Alleluia.
Ebe bodke stasite.
Amen. Let's go back to Creator, the Father, the Lord, and Savior, Jesus Christ. We ask and entreat you, good and lover of mankind. Remember, O Lord, as I come among your people.
Lord, have mercy.
This is what we are praying now, is the litany of the sick. Like we are asking God to help us or to heal the sick of people, the sick from the people. Okay? You have in them with mercy and compassion. Heal them, take away from them and from us every sickness and every malady. The spirit of them just away. Those who are have long lain in maladies, raise up and comfort. Those who are afflicted by unclean spirit, let them all free. Those who are in prison or darkness, those who are in anxiety or captivity, or those who are held in bitter bondage, O Lord, set them all free and have mercy upon them. For you are he who lose and the bound, lift up the fallen, and the hope of those who have no hope, and the help of those who have no helper. The comfort of the faint-hearted, the harbor of those who in a storm are all souls of distress or bound. Grant them mercy, O Lord. Grant them rest, grant them refreshment, grant them grace, grant them help, grant them salvation, grant them the forgiveness of their sins and their iniquities. As for us too, O Lord, the sickness of our souls heal, and also those of our bodies cure you, the revelation of our soul and body, the bishop of all flesh. Visit us with your salvation.
Lord, have mercy.
There is another litany. That's why we are asking God to help us too. I will read it, like, part from it, and you have to read with me. I will read it by myself, but try to follow up, okay, from the screen. You have gave grace, O merciful one, into the hands of your pure apostles, O lover of mankind, that they might heal by your holy anointing all afflictions and all diseases of all that come to you and to your gift in faith. Now, therefore, cleanse us with your right hand from all sickness, and of your goodness make us worthy of your unending joy, and sign those who come to you in faith, that there may be to them deliverance and recovery from diseases of the soul and the body, after your priests have anointed them, as you have commanded by the mouth of James, your disciple. You, O Lord, from the beginning declared by the branch of olive that the flood was past. So by your holy anointing and by your name, O compassionate and merciful one, heal all the servants who believe in your name through the intercession of the Virgin Mother of Salvation. Lord, have mercy. O you who invite the sick to call for the priest for the church, the minister of your Godhead, and they should anoint them with the holy oil, that they should be healed. Save, O good one, O your servants, by this holy anointing through the intercession of the Virgin Mother of Salvation.
Lord, have mercy.
We have to say with the deacons, Lord, have mercy altogether, or Kyrie eleison. Heal, O Lord, our soul and our bodies by your divine signing and your exalted hand, for you are the Lord of us all. Through the intercession of the Virgin Mother of Salvation,
Lord, have mercy.
O Savior and lover of mankind, you gave grace to prophets and kings and archpriests, so effect by the divine oil healing to them that are anointed therefrom, and protect them from all assaults of the devil, and look upon them with the countenance of your mercy. Bless them with the eye of your goodness, and stretch out the hand of your power, and grant your servants and those who are present with them healing of soul and body through the intercession of the Virgin Mother of Salvation.
Lord, have mercy.
O physician of the sick and forgiver of sins, who deliver from distress all those who come to you, O safe harbor from the tossing of the waves and their turmoil, show mercy upon them that are that burn this disease and then reserve them from evil death. Fulfill the prayer of your priests for your servants, and send upon them from on high the rain of your mercy. Wash away his impurity, and sprinkle the oil of wine of your healing upon his wounds, that we may praise you, O only excellent, saying, bless ye the Lord, all the works of the Lord, through the intercession of the Virgin Mother of Salvation. Hear whom we praise, saying, blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, now, forever, and to the age of all ages. Amen. Lord, have mercy. Nostrum copia restos nempec. Avansos nempiem nemaes omciacia sotiemon noina.
Catholic Bishop of the Bishop of Teacher St. James, may his holy blessing be with us all. Amen.
Sit down, please. Sit down. My brethren. My brethren, take the My brethren, take the prophets who spoke in the name of Lord as an example of suffering and patience. Indeed, we count them blessed who endure. You have heard of the perseverance of Job, and seen that and intended by the Lord that the Lord is very compassionate and merciful. But above all, my brethren, don't swear either by heaven or by earth or with any other oath, but let your yes be yes, and let your no. Lest you fall into judgment. Is anyone among you suffering? Let him pray. Is anyone cheerful? Let him sing. Is anyone among you sick? Let him call for the elders of the church, and let them pray over him, and anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith will save the sick, and the Lord will raise him up. And if he was committed sins, he will be forgiven. Confess your trespasses to one another, and pray for one another that you may be healed. The effective fervent prayers of a righteous man avails much. Elijah was a man with a nature like ours, and he prayed earnestly that it would not rain, and it did not rain on the land for 3 years and 6 months. Anyway. He prayed again, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth produced its fruit. Brethren, if anyone among you wanders from the truth, and someone turns him back, let him know that he who turns a sinner from the error of his way will save a soul from death and cover a multitude of sins.
I will tell you something very important from the Catholic. Saint Jacob, sit down. Saint Jacob, he wrote something very important. I will come back to you with what he said, okay? Saint James, sorry. He said, "Is anyone among you sick? Let him call for the elders of the church." However, the elders of the church who are who? Like the priests, yeah? Maybe I'm not elder yet, but however, it means the elders, that the priests of the church. Then he said, "Is anyone among you sick? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord." What we are doing now is the same. And instead to go to the people sometimes to the, if there is anyone is sick, yeah, I will go for sure and anointing him, I pray for him. But because we are inviting all the people, okay, and that's why we are anointing everyone after we finish the prayer, we are anointing everyone. As I said before, Aramaic, I'm a sick. Maybe I'm doing something bad, it's sick. It's a sickness. That's why we are all, we have to be anointed. I will tell you another part. And the prayer of the faith will save the sick, and the Lord will raise him up, and if he has committed sins, he will be forgiven. Oh, like also St. James said another part, because I am doing a sin, also I am a sick. That's why God will forgive me. And also he said, the prayer by faith will do a miracle. Then I have also to pray. What he said, pray. By faith, for example, if anyone is sick or something like that, or you are thinking about something with your family, go your room, close the door, raise your hands, and pray. Pray for this problem. Pray for this issue. Pray for the sickness of whatever who, and God will listen to you. God will listen to you. Okay, and this is exactly what he said after he gave an example of Elijah. Elijah, one day, he was praying, and the king of at that moment, he's very bad. And he tried to tell him, you know what? Please, repent. He didn't listen. Then he prayed to God, please, God, stop raining. Stop the rains, and everything will stop for 3 years. You can imagine there is no rain for 3 years and a half. And after that, Elijah said, let's rain again. Prayer is doing miracle. I will continue with you. I know, say all together, agios. Agios, oseos, agios,
cheros, agios, athanatos, ekbarseno, genetis, ele. Holy God, holy mighty, holy immortal, who was crucified for us, have mercy upon us. Holy God, holy, holy God, holy mighty, holy immortal, who rose from the dead and ascended to heaven, have mercy upon us.
Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever and unto the age of the ages. Amen. O Holy Trinity, have mercy upon us. The Holy Gospel according to Father David, the prophet of the king, is the holy blessing be with Solomon. O Lord, do not rebuke me in your anger, nor chasten me in your hot displeasure. Have mercy on me, O Lord, for I am weak. O Lord, heal me, for my bones are troubled. Alleluia. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, our Lord, God, Savior, King of us all, Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, to whom is glory forever. Amen. After this, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there is in Jerusalem by the sheep gate a pool, which is called in Hebrew Bethesda, having five porches. In these lay a great multitude of sick people, blind, lame, paralyzed, waiting for the moving of the water. For an angel went down at a certain time into the pool and stirred up the water. Then whoever stepped in first after the stirring of the water was made well of whatever disease he had. Now a certain man was there who had an infirmity 38 years. When Jesus saw him lying there and knew that he already had been in that condition a long time, he said to him, "Do you want to be made well?" The sick man answered him, "Sir, I have no man to put me into the pool when the water is stirred up, but while I am coming, another steps down before me." Jesus said to him, "Rise, take up your bed and walk." And immediately the man was made well, took up his bed and walked. And that day was the Sabbath. The Jews therefore said to him who was cured, "It is the Sabbath. It is not lawful for you to carry your bed." He answered them, "He who made me well said to me, 'Take up your bed and walk.'" Then they asked him, "Who is the man who said to you, 'Take up your bed and walk'?" But the one who was healed did not know who it was, for Jesus had withdrawn, a multitude being in that place. Afterward, Jesus found him in the temple and said to him, "See, you have been made well. Sin no more, lest the worst thing come upon you." The man departed and told the Jews that it was Jesus who had made him well. For this reason, the Jews persecuted Jesus and sought to kill him because he had done these things on the Sabbath. But Jesus answered them, "My Father has been working until now, and I have been working."
Glory be to God.
We believe in one God,
God the Father, the Pantocrator, creator of heaven and earth, of all things seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of the Father before all ages, light of light, true God, begotten and not created of one essence with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and of the Virgin Mary, became man. And he was crucified for us under Pontius Pilate, suffered and was buried, and on the third day he rose from the dead according to the Scriptures, ascended into the heavens, he sat in the right hand of the Father, and he is coming again in the glory to judge the living and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. Yes, we believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father, who within the Father and the Son worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophet, and in one holy Catholic Apostolic Church, we confess one baptism, the remission of sins. We
hope for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the age to come. Amen.
Blessed Lord Jesus Christ, King of the ages, who brought all things into existence out of nothing, both the visible and the invisible, who came in his own will and his great mercy according to the economy to save us from the death of sin and the victories of the adversary, you, Thou, our good and unrequited long-suffering, who shows much care for the good, remember, O Lord, your mercies, and turn not away your gracious countenance for us who have been called by your goodness, but give ear to our prayer and to the poor supplication of us, your sinful servants, and give healing to your servants who have fallen under the shadow of your wings, for you are a lover of mankind, and forgive him them those things which are against them, which they have committed during all their life, and forgive them their transgressions, which they have committed meanly or unknowingly, whether of their own motions or that of any other, whether in thought or in deed, against your good pleasure, as you have forgiven, O Master, the debtor, the talents which he owed you. Forgive this your servant the things which are against them, and pardon them all their transgressions. And as you cleaned the leper by your word and took away the leprosy from their body according to your will, So again, take away the sickness from the body of your servants and sanctify them, you who heal the daughter of the woman from Canaan, and once at her mother's prayer, so again at the prayers of your priest, even us who do not presume to have confidence in our soul, but in your grace towards us, deliver this your servant from all assaults and all the word of the devil. You raised up the son of the widow and the daughter of the ruler from death, and commanded them to rise up, and raised up Lazarus after he had been dead 4 days from Hades by the authority of your Godhead. Raise up this your servant from the death of sin, and if you bid him to rise again, give unto him and to them help the assistance, that they may please you in his living all the days of his life. May I worthy to pray thankfully, our Father who art in heaven,
hallowed be thy name,
thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us day
our daily bread, forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. This non temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. In Christ Jesus our Lord, for thine is the kingdom, the power, the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
O essence to whom belongs the fount of healing, without money give healing to all who pray. For the Lord himself said unto you and the apostles, Lo, I am with you unto the end of the end of all and observatory. Lo, I have given you power over the unclean spirits to cast them out, and to heal all diseases and all sicknesses. Freely I have received, freely give.
Kenin ke ain ke stos eonas ton eonon. Amen.
Holy Virgin, the Mother of God, without human seed, intercede to the salvation of all souls. Aluki Arab. اسمعنا وارحمنا فلنا وتينا منك يا نيسون كن يا نيسون يا رب ارحم
كريا ليسون كريا ليسون ارحمنا يا الله
يا نيسون كن يا نيسون اسمعنا وارحمنا
كريا ليسون كريا ليسون Lord have mercy
يا نيسون كن يا نيسون have mercy O Lord
كريا ليسون كريا ليسون hear us and have mercy
Ya
layson ki ya layson ya rabbu rahman ya allah
ya layson ki ya layson isma'na arhamna
ya layson lord have mercy
Kyrie eleison, hear us and have mercy. Holy, 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 the
Lord of Sabbath, heaven and earth are full of your glory and honor. Have mercy on us, O God, the Father, Pontifical Creator. The journey of mercy in us, O Lord God of hosts, be with us. We are no help in our hardships and tribulations, but you absolve, forgive, and remit, O God, our transgressions. Those which are committed willingly, those which are committed unwillingly, those which are committed knowingly, those which are committed unknowingly, the hidden and the manifest, O Lord, forgive us for the sake of your holy name, which is called upon. Let it be according to your mercy, O Lord, and not according to our sins.
Because what did you pray to thankfully, our Father?
Who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread,
Christos Jesus ben choice. Bow your heads to the Lord before you, O Lord. Let us attend in the fear of God, amen.
Here in Ipansi, O Master Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son and Logos of God, the Father, who has broken every bond of our sins through his saving, life-giving sufferings, who breathed into the face of his own saintly disciples and ray apostles and said to them, receive the Holy Spirit who send you, are remitted to them, and those which you retain shall be retained. Now also, our Master, you have given grace through your holy apostles to those who for a time labor in the priests in your holy church to forgive sin upon the earth and to bind and to lose every bond of iniquity. Now also we ask and enter you to your goodness, the love of mankind, for your servants, my father, my brethren, my weakness, those who bow their heads before your holy glory, dispense unto us your mercy. Lose every bond of our sins. If I have committed any sin against you, knowingly or unknowingly, from heart and deed and word, or from faint heartedness, do a master who knows the weakness of sins, you know, of our sins. Bless us, purify us, make us absolved, and all your people absolved. Fill us with your fiance and return us unto your own goodwill. For you are our God, the glory, the honor, the dominion, the adoration are due to your good old Father, the Holy Spirit, the life giver. Hose of an essence with you and at all times and unto the years of all ages. Amen.
Amin ten oshe volengo e moshe oben shoy sus be Christo serneste vinere yegon en hemenen on en hele gol sotte sotten khenen novi soti mono ono inan kirie eleison kirie logi son amin es moiro es moiro stimetania kurie vol kombies
mo be Christo spenuti
amina sa sho
Ora de tiri in monante che in semnante che in camno venano voli tuoi ti gom l'embione in beesmo in per mahanshani amin me casuore di prenti u zan free our father who art in heaven
hallowed be thy name thy kingdom come thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven give us this day our daily bread forgive us our trespasses and we forgive those who trespass against us lead us not into temptation but deliver us from the evil one in Christ Jesus our Lord thine is the kingdom the power and the glory